News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Is the world really as bleak as we think it is? It's a kind of a common conversation at the moment, Fionnuala, that, you know, this, the world is awful. There's grounds to despair. It's never been as bad as this before. But I kind of slightly disagree, I have to say.
How much do you think this has to do with the plethora of information coming at us every day and availability of information in a way that wouldn't have been 10, 20, 30 years
ago? I think a lot. Now, can I say at the outside, awful, or at the outset, I should say, awful, awful, awful things are happening in the world. We're not in any way trying to minimise that. I mean, you look at what has happened in Gaza over the last 2 years. It's appalling. You look at what's happening in the Ukraine. It is appalling. But the argument I would make is that there has probably, despite these awful things, there's never been a better time to be alive than there is today. I mean, life expectancy is way higher than it was 20 years ago, 100 years ago. 100 years, like, if you go back to 1900, average life expectancy was 33 across the world, mainly due to really high child mortality rates. Today it's 73. And yes, there are reasons to worry. I mean, Trump has thrown out the rules of diplomacy. He's completely thrown them out, and America has lost its moral compass. Russia is showing very, well, obviously showing more than threatening signs. It's look what it's done in Ukraine. China, there's reasons to be concerned. But I suppose my argument would be, and I've had this discussion with a load of colleagues, younger colleagues as well in recent weeks, like, there's always been reason to despair. I mean, the Congo War at the turn of the century, 3 million people died. Darfur at around the same time, 300,000 people died. Yemen, 375,000 people died. Awful thing. Go back to World War II, 80 million people died. The Korean War, which is a war most of us don't even really know anything about. I checked the figures today. 4 million people died in that war. Now, these are all awful things. What I'm saying, I suppose, my point is, there is always conflict in the world, and we shouldn't despair at how the world is today. I don't know, maybe you disagree.
No, I agree. I think the information that we're getting and we have access to, before we would have to sit down and listen to the news at a certain time of the day, and now we wake up in the morning and our mobile phones are, you know, bleating this information at us. And I know for myself, I have to monitor how much I watch on my mobile phone. And I think it's a lot of the anxiety that people are experiencing about the world is because, A, we are in touch and in communication a lot more. B, we have a lot more comforts of homes at home ourselves compared
more
to maybe
10,
20 years. I think so. And also the awareness of the disparity of the comforts that we do have and how easily it could maybe go.
Yeah. Look, let us know what you think. And please, like, we are not in any way diminishing the bad things that are happening in the world. So please don't text in and accuse us of that. But let us know what you think. Maybe you do think the world is particularly bleak now relative to 30 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106. Is the world a bleaker place today?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.